Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
Those were the days.
December 2008, Obama's national security team.
Dressed and pressed and ready for action.
In their past service and plans for the future, these men and women represent all of those elements of American power and the very best of the American example. They've served in uniform and as diplomats. They've worked as legislators, law enforcement officials, and executives. They share my pragmatism about the use of power and my sense of purpose about America's role as a leader in the world.
2 years later, in a Bob Woodward portrait of discord and backroom bitterness, that team seems to be on the verge of dysfunction.
Obama's economic team is mostly out the door, and his chief of staff is also reportedly hitting the road.
In the icy midterm of discontent, Obama may be spending more time with his family. On The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee. From Public Radio International and WNYC.
Tough midterms for the White House this morning on The Takeaway. Good morning. It's Thursday, September 23rd. And good morning, Celeste, live from Denver for the rest of the week.
That's right. I'm here in Colorado at our sister station KUVO and KVJZ, where although, you know, they have tough state things going on in the midterm elections, they've got their eyes on the national politics, too. But let's get a check of the morning's top news. Today, the Defense Department announced the identities of 9 NATO soldiers killed in a helicopter crash earlier this week. All were American. 5 were from Kentucky's Fort Campbell. An attack on a NATO outpost in Afghanistan yesterday left as many as 30 militants dead. That's according to NATO officials. 6 months after the president signed a new health care bill into law, many measures from the Patient Protection and Affordable Care Act go into effect today. President says the new health care law is not an intrusive government program.
All these things are designed not to have government more involved in health care. They're designed to make sure that you have basic protections in your interactions with your insurance company, that you're getting what you paid for.
He was speaking at a backyard discussion at a home in Falls Church, Virginia last night. Today, Republicans will also be in Virginia. They're going to be announcing the new Pledge to America. In that, they say they want to repeal the Health Care Act. And the House is going to vote on a $30 billion bill to aid small businesses today. The Senate votes on a bill requiring corporations to better disclose political donations.
Some members of Texas's Board of Education say history textbooks used in the state have a pro-Islamic, anti-Christian bias. The board votes tomorrow on a resolution that would warn textbook publishers not to present what they call an overly favorable view of Islam. Top Pentagon director who oversees the treatment of patients with brain injuries and post-traumatic stress has been accused of sexual harassment. The inquiry comes just months after the office's previous director resigned. Drug maker Abbott Laboratories is recalling 5 million containers of powdered infant formula. The company expects a $100 million loss in revenue after announcing that its Similac infant formula could be tainted. Oh, great. With beetles. Honey, is there any Similac on the counter at home
there? I assume they're not talking about John Paul Ringo. No.
No. No, that's formula.
Insects.
That's exactly right. Asian markets are mixed this morning. European indices are down. Beetles in the formula, for heaven's sakes. Futures are down on Wall Street. The Dow gets underway at 10,739. The S&P opens at 1,134. And the NASDAQ begins trading at 2,334. So have you ever cracked a joke only to be told that it wasn't funny? We have
yes.
A bona fide humor expert coming on. This actually scares me a little bit to join us later this hour and can settle the argument once and for all. Send us your favorite jokes, though, and we will get them the official stamp of approval. So if people don't laugh, you can say, no, wait a minute. We prove that it's funny. Call us with your jokes.
Or it could go the other way.
That's right. This actually, you're laughing, but that's illegitimate. You shouldn't be laughing at this because it's not funny. Call us at 877-8-MY-TAKE. We're going to put it to the test. Your joke's in a test tube this morning on The Takeaway.
But nobody's laughing at the White House. The president has lost several key people in his administration, especially the economic team. A slump? A crisis? Not a story? We're going to talk about this in just a few minutes.